It was 10 in the morning, and Annabelle had just fallen asleep. It'd been another rough night. She'd taken one person into custody and had responded to a suicide attempt. Annabelle had already drifted off when Governor Bill Walker called.
And I thought I was dreaming.
He told her, "Congratulations, you've won the 2018 Shirley Dementiff Award."
And I was like, "Okay, thank you." And I hung up, and then, like, when I woke up, I was like, "Was I on the phone this morning?"
Then another thought occurred to her. She'd have to write an acceptance speech. Bill took to Facebook to ask for pointers, and she's drafted something she's proud to share.
Halfway through it, I tend to tear up and cry because it means so much to me, you know, to not only accept this award, but everything that I've been through this last year. I'm really hoping the speech will touch everybody else's heart like it touched mine. I would read it to you. You want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
First of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here, being presented with the Shirley Dementiff Award. I never imagined I would be standing in front of all of you today.
Bill had stepped back into her role as a village police officer a couple days before Governor Walker's call. A month prior, she'd resigned from the position while on medical leave for an on-the-job injury from someone physically assaulting her.
I think I resigned out of anger and frustration. I was going through a phase where my PTSD got the better of me, and I was so mad at everybody in the world.
Bill decided she needed to help herself before she could help her community. During her month off, she sought counseling, and all the while, people in Mountain Village encouraged her to return to public safety.
You know, you are doing good. Don't give up. Keep going. We miss you. And so as that came along, it made me, you know, really think about how much I really missed my job.
She decided to return. The night before she was due back, tragedy struck. A person in the community committed suicide. When Bill had been on the force, she had responded to 66 suicide attempts in less than a year, and no one had died on her watch.
It took a lot out of me just thinking about, you know, what if he had somebody to talk to, or, you know, what if I signed on a day before, or, you know, there's always these what ifs.
The next morning, Bill was back on the job. That was last week. The death is motivating her more than ever to respond thoroughly to every call. And this time, she's not alone. Previously, Bill had often been the only law enforcement in town. Now, she is joined by a fellow village police officer and two tribal police officers. Something else is different. The officers share a small spending budget to buy uniforms. She hopes the city and tribe can also secure grants to provide training and to buy safety equipment for the officers.
To get more handcuffs and mace and bulletproof vests.
And to pay their officers in full. Bill is on call 24/7, but often she avoids clocking in and instead volunteers her time. She has a family to support, but knows the city lacks the money to pay for all her hours. Bill hopes receiving her award will motivate government officials to better fund public safety in rural Alaska.
Hopefully they'll be able to look at all of this and say, hey, you know, maybe we can send them $10,000 to get a vehicle or uniforms or bulletproof vests, or maybe we can send more troopers to that area or increase police funding where they can actually be able to hire outsiders to come in or hire more local people and pay them better or give them health insurance.
In the meantime, Bill encourages communities to respect and thank their law enforcement officers for their work. She says that support is often what keeps her going. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.